Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It's so weird. Every day I'm so excited for the diary. It's time. Yay.
Woo.
Woo.
Pull over wherever you're at. It's time for the diary. But I forgot what happened.
It was March 26th.
Okay.
We spent almost every day.
With the guy. That's
with,
right.
With the guy, the nameless guy.
That she went on a date with on St. Patrick's Day.
And got crunk with.
And have...
I haven't said that word in a long time.
I don't know that you're ever allowed to say
no,
that word.
No, probably not.
And you guys, was it everybody in the room was against it? Because I'm definitely for it.
But we were the saying amount of time... it's a touch of love bombing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We got a bit ripped apart on the comments about that one.
We did?
Said, lovely
you did?
Love.
Yes.
Do whatever you want. Sacker's right. I was like, okay.
Yeah, but then you pull out the, he's the only one who's divorced two times.
Oh, I didn't comment that back to anyone, but I
no, but you said it to my face.
Okay.
Are we anticipating something in particular on this one? I forget. When we left yesterday, were we like, we're going to get...
I don't think so. Wasn't it just like a little longer?
No, yesterday was short.
Yesterday was short. I said today is a page, and I did the... So yeah. I wouldn't accidentally read something.
Okay.
I was flipping back. It's okay. A page.
So we're going to get a little more meat, maybe even get his name.
Oh, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if I should bring this up here, but I'm going to. Somebody suggested on the socials, and maybe you guys could text this stuff in or whatever, but like, we should cast this like a movie. If we casted this.
Oh, yeah.
Who would be the diary writer?
I feel like we should do this not right now.
Okay, well, maybe we can get, we're planting the seed. You guys start thinking about it now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But it's like.
I like Paul Rudd as Mike.
Maybe as the new dude, if Paul, she ends up with the new
but
dude.
Paul Rudd's too old.
But Mike was older.
We never really
knew really
that. Isn't
this
the same
that,
time that Clueless was out anyways? That would be a perfect Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd.
Young Paul
Rudd?
Years
after Clueless,
when she tells him she cheated on him, and imagine how good Paul Rudd, and you'd feel so he's the nicest guy.
Erica's right. We got to do this later.
Because okay.
I want to explore everything. Because here's how meta I want to get with it. I want to do the diary. I think we pitch this to Netflix. We have them make a movie of it, but we make a movie of this whole thing.
Oh my
gosh.
So
it's like us reading it and other people playing it. So then we get to cast people as us as well.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I know.
Jason Momoa for T-Tiac.
Sadie Robertson for Aaron. Is that her name? The girl
Sadie
from the,
Stranger Things?
Yeah, the Stranger Things girl from...
Sadie Sink.
Why did I think her last name was Robertson?
No idea.
All right, so there's people in their cars.
There is a Sadie
over.
Robertson, sorry.
Who the heck is that?
She's like a Duck Dynasty, I think.
Wow, I'm so sorry.
Who's
that's
the
right.
smoke show redhead from
Are you calling
Jumanji?
Oh, Karen Gillan?
Yeah, do that.
Huh, never heard of her.
Oh, I love her. She's Nebula.
You really have it?
No, I don't really pay attention to movies.
Okay. Well, we've run out of time to read today's entry, so tune in tomorrow with this time.
No, come on.
Okay, let's go.
Okay.
She's been with this guy a ton.
Yeah, April 14th.
Okay. Hmm.
Well, it was almost a month of bliss. I finally called Mike back today. He accused me of avoiding him, which is true. I was. I don't know what to say to him anymore. I didn't want to tell him about Jake.
Jake!
Or hear... She loves a J name, Justin John. Justin was her ex. John is the guy she cheated with. And now Jake. Every girl goes through the J name.
Days, yeah.
Yes.
They do? I definitely, like, post-divorce.
You went through a J name? Interesting, maybe it's...
I went J into K.
Oh, okay. That's enough of that.
If your first name starts with an L,
you're next. Get me up on the gram. Okay, I didn't want to tell him about Jake or hear about his dating life, but I couldn't stop myself from saying yes to the invitation for lunch.
She went to lunch with Mike.
Mm.
You don't circle back.
In a phone call.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
That's weird. It's like invitation to lunch, period, in, period. A phone call I can avoid. Oh, the period's just a mistake. In a phone call, I can avoid all the serious subjects and just glaze over things. But in real life, we're having lunch next week. In real life. This ought to be interesting.
Oh, God.
So that was April 14th.
Yeah.
She said, we're having lunch next week. The next entry is April 22nd, which means they had
a week and a day.
They for sure had the lunch.
I don't know why they're still talking.
Yeah.
Like it seems that he keeps calling her.
It's just, I'm like disappointed in Mike now at this point. Too,
you guys,
like,
can I just say something
Dating.
Fast?
Well, I'm dating too.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'll call you back.
But here's the thing. Is he dating? She said, well, he's dating.
Right.
Because she said, you could date other people. It's like, okay.
I think he told her that he was starting to date.
I think he said, sure, I'm dating. Like, guess all what, date? Guys? I'm also dating. But I'm not dating.
How's it going?
Like, right. That's what I'm saying. I can be like, well, I'm dating. I'm in my dating phase. Like, I'm ready to date.
Right.
But, like, I don't know that Mike dated anybody. And I think Mike was in love with her.
No, I think Mike totally. Is still trying to maybe marry her.
It's been a long time. We're in April. Remember they broke up in... July.
So
no.
Yes.
Was it July?
It was. She had to be out by August 1st.
Oh, yep.
So right. So God, it's almost been a year. You're right.
Yeah.
Is she still with this new guy?
With Jake.
Like, what was the month of bliss? Or what did she say? A month of bliss? Does that mean like?
So I thought it was of not talking to Mike.
Yes.
But
I think so too.
Because she said right after that she had been avoiding his whatever.
I think her month of bliss has been. Starting March 17th, her and Jake hung out, and then they hung out all the time. So she was just wrapped up in that and avoiding Mike.
Right.
And then she, by the 14th of March, which this was dated.
April, sorry.
Yeah. So you're almost a month. She's like, I've got to face this Mike thing. So she answered the phone or returned his call.
Yeah.
And
okay.
So and Jake then, might still be in the picture.
I would say Jake is definitely in the picture.
Yeah. But like, how do you tell someone you're newly dating, hey, I'm going to go have lunch with my ex-fiance. Technically, they were engaged at a time.
Can I just throw out there what I know about our writer? She's not going to tell him.
Yeah.
She's going to the lunch and not telling him. It's like, sorry, got to work early.
That's a mistake.
Of course it is. She's repeating the pattern she did with Mike.
Yeah.
She's like...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she had Mike and then she cheated with the other guy. Right. And then now she has this other guy, but now she's going to go back to Mike. It's just
whatever. We don't know if they agreed to be exclusive, her and Jake. Right.
We don't.
So she can date others. Granted, I don't think she should be dating Mike.
But she has a propensity to get in the same room with Mike and then get into the same room with Mike.
Right. But luckily, this is probably a public lunch.
How far away is anybody's apartment?
I don't know.
That's all, or a car.
Yeah.
Or a well-placed dumpster that's kind of new.
Ew, I'm good. I'm good.
Maybe a mattress on the side of the road.
Cut that out.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So the next one is a week and a day away. Mm-hmm. So we should know how lunch with Mike went. tomorrow.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.